It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the courtside here, 92.1 KMZA. I'm your play-by-play today, Crit and Prophet Kirk Hillman, back in studio, making this sure this broadcast gets it going here. We got a 15-minute free clock going here down at Centralia before we get the first tip-off started of the night. It's the Centralia Panthers, the number two-ranked team in Class 1A, Division 1, just behind Little River. And then, of course, against the Dumpton West Mustangs of Class 2A, who have since moved up from ranked 7th in 2A to rank number 4. Just a huge milestone for this team. They have continued to get better and better week by week under head coach Perry Smith for this season. Again, that is number 14 ranked team in Class 2A, the Dumpton West Lady Mustangs. They have just went on a tear after their last loss they had against Centralia, actually. So a big-time matchup here between these two teams, both these teams, both Mustangs and the Panthers, undefeated in TVL play on the girls' side. Dumpton West Mustangs, Lady Mustangs, 5-0 in the TVL. Centralia girls are 4-0 in the TVL at this very moment. So you can see both these teams. The matchup's going to be really huge tonight between both of them. Centralia on the season, though, they're undefeated on the overall as well, 13-0. And for the Dumpton West Mustangs, they are 12-2 on the overall, with their two losses just being to Troy, 57-35, and then also to Centralia, 62-34. Now, again, that was a big-time loss for Dumpton West against that team in Centralia, but, again, they had that bounce back against Valley Heights in that third-place match in the TVL tournament. They were able to beat Valley Heights 56-41, since then winning three games straight against Axel, Blue Valley, Randolph, and DeKalb. Just on Friday, they won 62-28, so a big-time win for them. And again, four-game winning streak, a little bit of momentum coming back into the day to try to rematch the Centralia Panthers team. And we saw the Centralia Panthers team on Friday. We saw them play Hanover. This ladies team, they had a great win, okay? They won 68-61, but when you kind of break that game down, they were down big. They were down by 12, 15 points in that third quarter. You weren't really too sure how they were going to get over that hill, get over that hump, but they did. They managed to do that. They climbed all the way up to the top. They made that comeback. The start of the fourth quarter, it was 46-44. They were only down by two to start the fourth, but then Owen Dieters hit a huge three-point shot from the wing to give the Panthers the lead to take them up a hold. But again, that was a game. Their Hanover, you got to realize, Hanover, they also played Centralia a week prior, and they lost by 30 points. They made the adjustment. They came in, and they got a close quarter to the Panthers, and they even had a chance to win, just couldn't do it in that last quarter. So for Dumpton West, yes, did you also get beat by Centralia by 30 points? Sure, on paper. Well, that's where adjustments come in. And Perry Smith, well, he's one of the best coaches you can find here in Class 2A. And, you know, he's going to come in here today, and he's going to take his girls, and he's going to bring them up to a high level. And, of course, you got a lot of great ones out there on the floor, Courtney Johnson, Brenna Eady, Andy Foster, Bella Smith, Kaden Johnson, Imogen Weststein, Brooklyn Rawls, really this entire roster top down plays really great for Centralia. Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Cora Thompson, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe. Both these teams going about seven deep. We're going to see a lot of great play here from two top-ranked teams in their own classification. Of course, later on in the night, we'll also have the boys' game. It's the unranked versus unranked. The Dumpton West Mustangs of 2A against Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1. Again, that Panthers team on the boys' side led by Nick Evans. They are 7-6 on this season. And as for the Dumpton West Mustang boys, head coach by Derek Shelton, this is his second year with the program. Right now, he is 4-11 on the season. But I'll tell you what, their record does not reflect how well they have played. They are a great shooting team. They are only being outscored by their opponents by just a little under 50 points on this season, 49 points to be exact. So again, they're a team that plays close. It's just that fourth quarter really gets them. But we're going to see great play tonight from the TVL. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll dive straight into just the TVL girls matchup. The Centralia Panthers, the number two ranked team of Class 1A Division 1, taking on the Dumpton West Mustangs, the fourth ranked team in Class 2A. Don't go nowhere and stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crittenden Proppit and Kirk Kilman back in studio. We're diving straight into our girls' matchup, our first matchup here of the night. It's the Centralia Lady Panthers, the number two ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, taking on the number four ranked team in Class 2A, the Donovan West Mustangs. So again, here, starting out with our starting lineups, just before we get too technical into this, again, the Centralia Panthers hosting today's matchup, head coach Justy Thompson in his third season. Starting today for the Panthers, number zero, Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, is averaging 10 points a game and 3.4 rebounds a game. Number 11, Tatum Kramer, the senior, is averaging 6.3 points per game and 3.7 rebounds a game. Owen Dieters, number 15, the senior, who's nearly at over 250 points on the season in her career. She's over 1,500 points. She's an all-around ball player. She's a commit to Benedictine. Number 41, Fava Gibbs, the sophomore, who's averaging 11 points per game and nearly 10 rebounds a game, just shy by 2 a game with 8.1 rebounds a game. She's just eclipsed over 100 rebounds a game in her match on Friday against Hanover, and also so Josie Haberkamp, and she'll be another starter here for the Panthers. She also eclipsed over 100 rebounds on this season just as a young sophomore. Josie Haberkamp, number 42 there for the Panthers. She's averaging 9.1 points per game and nearly 8 rebounds a game. So again, for the starters for the Panthers, Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Tava Gibbs, and Josie Haberkamp. And now on for the Donovan West Mustangs, led by Perry Smith, who again last season just went 13-10 with a 6-5 mark on the league. But this season, a complete turnaround. 12-2 on the year, 5-0 in the TVO play. Right now, it's Donovan West, who are on top of things. They lead the TVO with with right now tied with most wins with Lynn, as both of them have 5, but Lynn having those 2 losses. But Donovan West, 5-0, a chance to stay undefeated. But we know the Panthers also have the chance to not only stay undefeated in CBL play, but also on their overalls, they're 13-0. But for the Mustangs, their starter is number 3, Courtney Johnson, the 5'6" sophomore who's averaging over 11 points a game and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Brenna Eady, the spark plug senior, who's only 5'3", but she's a mighty dynamite firecracker out there on the court. Again, she's number 10, averaging 8.3 points per game and 2.4 rebounds a game. Number 13, Andy Foster, the sophomore, who's averaging 7.3 points per game and 6.1 rebounds a game. Belle Smith, number 25, the 5'6" junior, is averaging 8 points a game and 4.2 rebounds a game. And then Katie Johnson, the 5'10" senior, number 15, who's been averaging 7.4 points per game and 6.8 rebounds a game. She's got over 20 blocks on the season. She's just a dominant player inside the paint. And the paint, it's going to be a big day today for the paint and testing that interior side. We know where the Panthers, that's Kayla Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. They are the paint mixer, the paint stir. They can get inside. They work the interior. What Hanover did on Friday is they were able to get them out of the game for a majority of the time. Not that they fouled out, but just being able to keep them off the court in foul trouble, that was a big benefactor that Hanover was able to take advantage of, especially in that third quarter, trying to get them out of the game. So a big task here is to, again, fight inside against all the great big tall forwards here from the Panthers and both Gibbs and Haverkamp. The other big key this game going into is being able to limit Zeters. We know every week we come in here, we talk about the same thing with the Centralia team. Zeters is an all-around great player. She averages over 19 points on the season in the last 6 games she's had. She's been averaging over 21 points a game. She's just been absolutely on fire on the court in the CBL tournament. She had 10 three-point shots in that week alone and 75 combined points on the season. She's hit 28 threes. She's trying to look for, 26 threes here on the season. But she's a big player that you're just going to have to learn to stop, face guard, and prevent her from getting those easy points inside and, of course, outside. Because not only will she shoot if there's a defender a foot away from her, but she'll shoot if there's even a defender. Well, she'll step back off the, 6 foot off the arc and try to hit one deep. And that's just the player that Owen Dieters is. And for the Mustangs, we know that they also have some great shooters. Courtney Johnson is one of those big time players outside the perimeter. Again, she leads this Mustangs team with 156 points on the season, averaging 11.2 points per game. She's a great 3-point shooter, all right? She's averaging, up to 40% there on that 3-point shot. Just an overall great 3-point shooter on this team that can really just hit it around and knock it down from around the perimeter. So we're going to see a lot of the best shooting here from both sides as we get this going. So we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back again and review our starters and dive one more time this matchup before the starters are on the court and the national anthem. You're locked in 92.1. KMZA, stay that way. It's up next, Panthers against the Donovan West Mustangs.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia Panthers, the second-ranked team in Class 1 Division 1, taking on here at home the Johnson West Mustangs, the number fourth-ranked team in Class 2A. Panthers are on a 14-game winning streak dating back to their third-place match at the state tournament, which they were able to take out at a big-time win. And then again, here they've won 13 straight here on this season so far, and 4-0 in the CBL. At home, they defend their home court at 5-0 on the year, and on the road, they are 5-0 for Dauphin West. Right now, they are undefeated on the road. They are 4-0, so both these teams trying to, well, for the Panthers, trying to stay undefeated at home, and Dauphin West not only trying to stay undefeated in the CBL, but also on the road. Real quick, let's go back over our starters one more time here. Again, for the Centralia Panthers, number 0, Hayden Kramer. Number 11, Hayden Kramer. Number 15, Owen Dieters. Number 41, Tava Giz. And number 42, Josie Haverkamp. And for the Dauphin West Mustangs, number 3, Courtney Johnson. Number 10, Brenna Eady. Number 13, Andy Foster. Number 25, Belle Smith. Number 15, Katie Johnson. So again, previewing this matchup, coming into it, a big thing I was talking about is that interior paint play between Gibbs and Haverkamp versus Centralia. That's going to be kind of your two big looks there from the starting lineup and see how they get going. And as for the Mustangs, you're going to see a lot of looks inside to both Katie Johnson, and you'll probably see a little bit of Belle Smith try to attack that interior as well. Brenna Eady being that smart flow player from the Mustangs that just takes the ball down the court, kind of that leading point guard. She's the second team all-league returner here for the Mustangs. I see her being a big-time player, especially outside of that perimeter, and looking to try to get her matched up probably around maybe Owen Dieters or Hayden Kramer. And I just mentioned Hayden Kramer there. That's a big-time player that I talk every time I call the Centralia team. I mean, you talk about Dieters, you talk about Gidd, Haverkamp, Tim Kramer, Hayden Kramer. I mentioned the spark plug for the Mustangs and Brenna Eady. That is the spark plug for the Panthers is Hayden Kramer. She does a lot of the dirty work. She does a lot of the grunt work, but she gets it done on the court. Her ability to be able to run down the court to get steals and great assists, she can really do it all. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break for the playing of our national anthem, and we'll be back in 2 minutes here at 92.1 KMZ for the tip-off. The Panthers against the Mustangs.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the way on tip-off, it was Katie Johnson and Gibbs at half court, and it's the Centralia Panthers who win it. So let's get ready for four quarters and 32 minutes combined of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA, as it is the Centralia Panthers who starts the first possession of the game, and it's Josie Haverkamp who gets the first bucket, and Owen Dieters who gets the first assist on the inside look from the interior. Now Bell Smith to Foster on the corner. Working with it is the Mustangs. Pick out to Courtney Johnson. Johnson, a big-time three-point shooter there for the Mustangs. Inside the paint, stirring the bucket. Katie Johnson could not get to go in. Haverkamp got the first points and board here of the game for the Panthers. Owen Dieters, free, green light. Got stopped by the red light on the three, though, but rebound by Hayden Kramer for the second-chance opportunity for the Panthers. Ball on the floor. Dieters gets it back up inside the wing. Working baseline, spinning around, Haverkamp looking for a fourth point of the game, couldn't get it, Edie gets the board. Down the court, Bell Smith working through the fast break, gets the ball knocked out of bounds by Tatum Kramer. And now it will still remain the Mustangs ball underneath the own offensive throw-in. Mustangs down 2-0, 68 left to go here in this opening quarter. We just got started here on 92.1 KMZA. Deep side corner, drive in by Smith, out to Courtney Johnson. Now back up to the top to Edie. Edie, the 5'3" senior, big-time spark plug for this team. She's back with the ball, second-team all-league returner here. Train set for Foster. Foster inside drive, elbow shot on the left side lane, and it falls in. It's now 2-2. Centralia Panthers take it down the court with Dieters, and Dieters looks to get her second assist of the game as she gets that one down to Gibbs. It's a nonchalant pass to put the Panthers back up by 2-4-2, 6:18 left to go in this first quarter. Three-point shot up and out by Bell Smith. Second chance opportunity created by Courtney Johnson. And then three-point shot by Brenna Edie at the top of the perimeter. 5-4, our first lead change of the game here going to the Mustangs. Dieters looking left, now up top to the top of the perimeter to Hayden Kramer. Hanover on Friday, their big cooking recipe against the Panthers team was to run the zone. Here, the Mustangs will challenge the Panthers with the man-to-man. Dieters gets a rebound, ball loose on the floor. It's picked up by Foster for the steal, and they're going to get a first turnover of the game here against Donovan West. It looks like they called the travel against Edie as she looks to try to finish down the court. Mustangs here still with the one-point lead, 5-4, 5:41 left to go in this opening quarter. Early substitution into the game for the Mustangs. Emma Jo Wettstein coming into the game early. Far side wing, Gibbs working with it, Gibbs to Haverkamp. The only two with points so far for the Panthers. Now to Hayden Kramer. Kramer looking right. Dieters inside look once again. Gibbs underneath the baseline. Gets her own board for the putback. Gibbs now with an offensive rebound and 4 points now in the game. Working past half court, Brenna Edie. Edie to Foster. Foster swinging it beneath her legs, now to the wing, and then taken away by Dieters. Dieters now with two assists, a board, and a steal. She is working the stat sheet here tonight. No points yet, though, but it is already a workhorse on it. Haverkamp inside, working around the defender off the back of the white. She makes the offensive board. It's reset on the corner. Inside look, now back out. Dieters' three-point shot off the back of the rim. Katie Johnson tracks it down. It goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover against the Panthers. Dieters has now missed 2 3-point shots here in this game. She is 26 of 86 on the season. Katie Johnson here on the throw-in. Panthers running a man-to-man press down the court. Brenna Edie working it. Right-hand dribbling. Looking to cross against Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer shifting with Edie. Ball now to Wettstein. First time it's been in her hands today. Give and go from Johnson to Edie. Screen set for the three-pointer from Courtney Johnson. Bell Smith gets the offensive rebound, and then she misses. And the ball will now be a jump ball. And scrap for it will be the Mustangs to retain on the baseline. Katie Johnson here to throw in. 4:20 left to go this first quarter. Centralia, they have taken the lead 6-5 on their last trip down the court. Ball on the throw in here is barely kept alive by Bell Smith, and then Katie Johnson keeps it from going out of bounds as well. and then it's taken away by Tatum Kramer. Inside drive by Hayden Kramer, and she goes in for two. I mentioned that Hayden Kramer being the spark plug here for the Panthers and how most likely you're going to see her one-on-one against Brenna Eady, and that has been the case. And the exact look we have seen so far in this ball game, it has just been them against each other. They've been working it down the court. Hayden Kramer gets an offensive rebound here, or excuse me, defensive rebound to get the ball back to the Panthers as they are up by 3-8-5 with 3:46 left to go in this first quarter. Tatum Kramer looking with it on the far side wing for the Panthers, driving on the short corner, spinning around to the wing, stuck on the pivot foot. Now to Hayden Kramer, driving inside the key, down the lane, looking to finish, and now Hayden Kramer on back-to-back drive has went in for two, and we're going to see a timeout taken by Perry Smith as his team has now allowed six straight points. Down 10-5, Panthers lead by 5, 3:29 left to go in this first quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA, the station you're locked into right now. 3:29 left to go to the first quarter. The Panthers have scored six straight now, 4 points straight from Hayden Kramer, the sophomore alone. They're up 10-5. The Mustangs are working with the ball. They broke the full court press. Now working with it is Brenna Eady. Eady steps back, dribbling, now drives inside the key. Picks out Westside. Westside trying to get it inside of the basket for the three-pointer. Misses, and Cora Thompson, who just entered the game for the Panthers, gets the offense, gets the defensive rebound. Rempe also steps in here for the Panthers, and a foul against the Mustangs as Tava Gibbs will head up to the line to shoot two. 3 minutes left to go here this first quarter. Panthers still have scored the last six straight points, looking to score here eighth straight. As Tava Gibbs gets two shots here from the line. Foul was against number 11, Emma Jo Wettstein, for her first of the game. Team's first of the quarter. Quite a clean quarter so far. We're 5 minutes in. We just got our first foul by both sides. David Gibbs hits her first free throw shot. She is now at 5 points on the game and a board. Her next shot goes up, and it misses. So she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line, and there's another foul on the floor. They'll call this one against Centralia. They call it against Tatum Kramer. That is her first foul of the game. So both number 11s for both sides getting their first foul of the game and the first team foul for both sides as well. Down the court working. Foster left side wing. Emma Jo Wettstein. Wettstein looking upright. Now top perimeter. Now the far side wing. 80. Screening. Now to Smith. Smith to Foster. Foster Wettstein. Tries another three. That one nothing but net for Wettstein. What a three-point shot to draw it within three, 11-8. That broke also a seven-point run the Panthers were going on with unanswered points. Tava Gibbs, she tries the three. It bangs off the back of the rim, and it's taken away by Bell Smith. Can it stay here with the Panthers, though? And it will. Gibbs. Now to Kramer, to Dieters. Dieters at the top. Looks to Furry the long two, then changes their mind, goes inside on the dump-off pass to Gibbs. And now Owen Dieters has three assists. Gibbs, she's been two of those buckets now. And Gibbs, what an incredible start of a quarter for this young sophomore. She averages 11 points a game. Well, she's already got 7 points here in this first quarter and a rebound. Gibbs shoots 53% from the free throw line. Gibbs here on the way to shoot two. On the season, Gibbs is 23 of 43 from the free throw line. There she misses her 44th attempt. She goes 0 for 1 at the free throw line, but the and-one bucket still counts. So 13-8, lead by 5 here for the Panthers. 2:02 left to go here in this first quarter. Johnson to Eady. Eady in the key, kicks it out. Back to Eady now at the top of the perimeter. Inside look, Katie Johnson. She goes over the top. She elevates for the two. Katie Johnson puts up her first 2 points here of the game. 13-10 now. Open shot for Hayden Kramer for the three-pointer. She misses, but it's quickly corralled by Tava Gibbs for the offensive rebound. Rempe, Hayden Kramer. Kramer with it. Right-hand dribble. Looking at the right side of the perimeter now. Panthers in the white tops and white bottoms. And as for the Mustangs in the dark blue whites and bottoms with the orange stripes. Another three-point shot attempted on this possession by the Panthers by Rempe. She misses. And they're going to say this ball is six here with the Panthers. Ball last touched by the Mustangs as it goes out of the right side back corner. David Gibbs gets substituted out of this game. It looks like Cora Thompson will step back in for her. Owen Dieters, the throw in from the corner. Shot clock at 32. Hayden Kramer, inside drive, and now she has had 6 points in this first quarter. All three buckets from layup drives. Making her own offensive rebound, Bell Smith, and she gets the putback for two and the and one. That's down just a three-point game. Centralia up by three, 15-12 with 106 left to go this first quarter. We have seen a back-and-forth battle here between both of these teams to start. Bell Smith here from the free throw line. Shot up, and the shot right on through for Bell Smith. First free throw shot of the game attempted here by the Mustang. Hayden Kramer doing the same, driving down the court. This time, no green light underneath the paint. She's kicked out to the corner. Kramer has it again. Now to Dieters. Dieters inside. Haverkamp loses the ball. Now to Dieters. Dieters driving. She's yet to get any points on this game. There she goes for her first two. Left side layup off the block. That puts the Panthers back up by four. 17-13. 40 seconds left to go the first quarter. Mustangs with the ball in the corner. Smith. Johnson. Knocked out of bounds by Josie Haverkamp. 34.4 seconds left to go in this quarter. 23 on the shot clock for the Mustangs to work with it. And Dieters gets her second steal of the game. She takes it down the court into track race. She goes for the assist to Hayden Kramer. She does not get it. Kramer misses, and the rebound is picked up by Katie Johnson. To Edie. Dieters working against Edie. Now to Foster. Foster at the top of the perimeter, at the elbow, looking around. She finds Bell Smith taking on a one-on-one against Thompson. Now outside pass, inside look. At the top of the elbow for Edie, sets a screen for Smith, and then a foul against Dieters. With 8.9 seconds left to go of the quarter. That was just the third team foul against the Panthers. First foul against Owen Dieters. Ball's going to get reset here on the sideline near the Panthers bench from Foster to Bell Smith. 7 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter, looking for that last quality shot here to end this. Inside, Edie throwing up in the air off the back of the basket, or out the back of the backboard, and it's picked up by Haverkamp for her third board of the quarter, and that will end the first. 17-13, Panthers with the lead. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ball knocked out of bounds. The Centralia Panthers to start the ball with it in the second quarter. Panthers up by 4, 17-13, with 7:49 left to go this first half. Hayden Kramer holds it, drives it at the elbow, spins around, attacks, kicks out, short corner, and a nice finesse shot by Tava Gibbs. She's now at 9 points on the game for the Panthers. Looking for the steal here down the court. Bell Smith keeps it alive, though, for the Mustangs. And Brenda Eady attempts a three-point shot. She misses. And now the rebound will be taken up by Tatum Kramer. She pushes it down the court to Hayden Kramer. Hayden, screened by Tatum. Now to Haverkamp, to Dieters. Dieters driving inside. She's only got 2 points here on this game. Gibbs tries another long two. She misses, and it will be picked up for the rebound by Bell Smith. And there will be a foul right afterwards. They're going to say that foul is going to be against the Mustangs. Bell Smith looks to take off the court here, and Emmy Jo Wettstein will come in as a substitution. Well, actually, they're not going to say there was a foul. They're going to retract that. Just the ball went out of bounds. Here, a three-point shot on the way. Missed by Hayden Kramer. She's now missed two on this game. Tatum Kramer looking for the assist to Gibbs. Ball gets missed, and that's going to be a steal by Foster. Third turnover of the game by the Panthers, unofficially. Eady working with it at the top of the perimeter. Now the elbow. Looking for that backdoor pass. She finds it. Now kicked outside of the perimeter. Inside is Foster in the paint. Now Eady attempts another three-point shot. She misses, and Tatum Kramer gets the rebound. She's got two in this quarter. She had none in the first. Tava Gibbs for the green light underneath the basket. Just gets missed by Hayden Kramer. That's going to be the fourth turnover by the Panthers. 6:37 left to go here in this first half. 19-13. Panthers up by six. And we've only seen two lead changes so far in this game. Pushing it down the court, breaking the full court press in the fast break. And now the ball is stolen away by Tava Gibbs. Her first steal of the game, fifth turnover by the Mustangs. Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer. Skipping it across to Dieters on the near wing, up top to Gibbs. Gibbs, free at the top, and now the Mustangs have dropped into a 3-2 zone. Gibbs with it. Gibbs to Hayden Kramer, sets the screen. Kramer inside, stuck between three defenders, travels for her first travel of the game, the Panthers' fifth turnover. Both teams now with five turnovers. Panthers only had two in that first quarter. They've already had three here in the second. Dieters will look to come off the court for a quick break. So will Josie Haverkamp. In will come Rempe and Cora Thompson. Courtney Johnson back in this one. Gives it to Foster. Foster, who overthrows the ball over Bell Smith. And it will be taken away by Tatum Kramer for her second steal of the game. First of the quarter. Tatum Kramer to Rempe. Rempe, who hit three threes in her game on Friday. Tatum Kramer also hit three threes in that game against Hanover. Centralia, as a team, hit over eight threes in that game against the Wildcats. It was just a huge shooting game, and the Panthers absolutely shot the lights out of the court. Hayden Kramer on the baseline, looking right now, looking over the top to Tatum Kramer, the senior. Averages 6.3 points per game. She fires it off to the left side to save Gibbs, and now to Hayden Kramer, corralling it at the top of the elbow, bouncing out to Rempe. Rempe, she misses her first three of the game, and the board is quickly crashed by Bell Smith for her fourth rebound of the game. But with the fast break, the ball is turned right back over to the Panthers. They're just not being able to get a quality offensive set there. And I think the Mustangs might just be going a little too fast. Maybe just look to handle the speed, tempo it up for them just a little bit lower. Eady will step back in the game here for the Mustangs as Courtney Johnson will step off the court. Inside look for Tava Gibbs. Cora Thompson gets the offensive rebound. She tries to go for the putback, misses, and Katie Johnson gets the defensive board. And takes the possession back here to the Mustangs. Mustangs down by 6, 19-13, 5:05 left to go. Missed three-point shot by Emma Jo Wettstein. She is now just missed two. She is one of three from outside of the perimeter. Hayden Kramer, the drive inside. They're not going to say the bucket is good. They'll have her fouled at around the top of the elbow. Kramer, though, that is where she has been dominating so far in this game, is that left side lane, as she has 6 points off three layups. Full timeout taken. We'll be back here in 60 seconds. 4:55 to go the first half, 19-13. It's the Panthers who lead by six.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just 4 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in this second quarter. We're over 3 minutes into it, and the stat keeper has been kept aboard here by the Panthers defense, as Jonathan West have yet to get any points going for themselves in the second quarter. And the Panthers, well, they only have 2 points so far in this quarter. And now they add their fourth with Tatum Kramer on the low block left side. Now the Panthers, they've scored 4 points in the second quarter. Mustangs still looking for their first bucket. Just need to rip the seal off the rim here. Imejo Weststein gets it behind her to Foster. Foster at the elbow, kicks out to Edie. And now Edie, she's going to slow down the tempo. I mentioned that in the last offensive set there for the Mustangs. Slow down the tempo and just get a good look for a shot. Now Edie with it. Left side wing, driving inside, crossing, now passing right. Belle Smith, she's got a green light for a three, and that one goes off the rim, and I think they're going to get a foul here against the Mustangs, number 15, Katie Johnson. And that will be her first foul of the game, 13th foul of the quarter against the Mustangs. Mustangs already with three rebounds, three turnovers, and 3 fouls in this quarter, but still no points. Hayden Kramer taking it down the court, right hand dribbling. Panthers up 21-13, up by 8, their largest lead so far in this game. Screen by Thompson. Hayden Kramer driving on the far side wing, look inside from the elbow, up top now to Rempe. Rempe, now 3-point shot on the way by Tatum Kramer, and she misses by a long shot off the left side, but David Gibbs manages the rebound. She fights for underneath and gets it back out to Tatum Kramer. Tatum Kramer, left side lane drive. She loses the ball, and Edie gets her first steal of the game. Sick turnover by the Panthers. Foster with it. She's got the green light for a three, and unfortunately, the red light there stopped it from going in. Tatum Kramer gets her rebound for her second rebound of the game. She's also got 6 points. Kramer takes no hesitation to attack inside the interior, but could not go in with it. And Belle Smith gets her third board of the quarter and her fifth of the game. Edie down, taking it in the lane. She loses the ball, but fortunate enough for the Mustangs, it goes out to the corner to Courtney Johnson. And then Courtney Johnson loses the ball. Before it gets turned over, there's a foul called against the Panthers. So now nearly 5 minutes into the second quarter, Mustangs have still yet to score a bucket. There's just 3:04 left to go this second quarter and first half. It's still 21-13. Panthers lead up by 8. Mustangs throwing it in to Courtney Johnson. Courtney Johnson working with it. She has over 150 points this season. Just an absolute incredible three-point shooter for this team. Katie looks behind her and finds Courtney. Courtney sets a quick screen for Edie. Edie to Belle Smith. Belle Smith to her right, back to Edie. 15 seconds on the shot clock. And it looks like they're going to get a travel here called against Brenna Edie. That is the fourth turnover of the quarter for the Mustangs. Still yet to score a bucket yet. Imejo Weststein looks to substitute back in here for the Mustangs, and Brenna Edie will come out. Owen Dieters comes back into the game here for the Panthers after her breaks the bench. She goes to the top of the free throw line on a pass to Haverkamp. Now back to Dieters. Dieters on the far side wing, driving around the world here, and then she goes up. Could not go in, but she draws the foul and will go up and shoot two. Owen Dieter is heading up to the line on the season. She is 47 of 67 from the line. She is a 70% shooter. And her first shot just rolls right on off to the left. Panthers with just 4 points here in this first quarter, in the second quarter. It has been a very quiet quarter here for both sides. Panthers only with 4 and Mustangs with 0. And Dieters gets the 5th point of the quarter there as she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Misses her first and makes her second. Panthers as a team shoot 2-of-5. They are up by 9, 22-13 with 2:17 left to go in this second quarter. Mustangs with the ball at the elbow. Katie Johnson. Katie looking back up top to Foster. Foster, left hand dribbling, crossing, spinning to the far side wing. Given going behind her, and they're going to, looks like they're going to get a turnover there against the Mustangs. Must have gotten Foster on the face, or on the sideline, or foot had to have been out there, and that's going to be the 5th turnover of the quarter against the Mustangs. Dieters takes it. Screen set for her, fakes right, looks inside, could not get the layup to go in, and it's going to be a rebound by Courtney Johnson. She takes it down the court, throws it up in the air, and it's going to be boarded up by Tatum Kramer. Tatum now to Rempe. Rempe, who takes it down the court to Tatum. Tatum, she went 3-for-3 in the third quarter on three-point shots on Friday against Hanover. She was just a big part in that comeback on Friday. Dieters working with it on the baseline. Couldn't get the shot to go in. Cora Thompson gets the rebound, her third of the game. Tatum Kramer, the Josie Haverkamp, working inside the lane. Kicks it out to Rempe. 27 on the shot clock. 1:19 on the main of the first half. Still a 22-13 game for the Panthers. They work with the ball. Tatum Kramer tries to go in for the layup, and we're going to get an overhead reach here called against the Panthers. Number 42, Josie Haverkamp. That will be the team's second foul of this quarter. They're just fifth of the game, well, second of the game here for Josie Haverkamp, the sophomore. We had a great start to the first quarter with the first points of the game and the couple of the first rebounds. 106 left to go in this first half. 30 on the shot clock for the Mustangs. Brenna Eady shoots it up, but it gets boarded up by Cora Thompson. Mustangs have still yet to score any points in the second quarter with just 53 seconds left to go on the clock. What an incredible defensive performance here by the Panthers, but the Panthers, they've only put up 5 points in this quarter, and now they've put up 7 as Gibbs is found down low, and Dieters gets her 4th assist of the game. Dieters, 4 assists, 2 steals, but only 3 points, but man, she is doing a lot of work here. That isn't only too much been shown. Near side, now Edie, 3-point shot, and there she misses it. Tava Gibbs gets the rebound, and then a timeout taken by the Panthers as they maintain the possession with just 22.4 seconds left to go this first half. Panthers up 24-13. The Mustangs have still yet to score in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Panthers trying to have the last shot here of the half. Tava Gibbs goes in for 2 as Owen Dieters adds her 5th assist of the game. Owen Dieters will head up to the line to shoot the and 1. So there will be 10 seconds left here this first half. Second personal foul there against Brennan Eady. Now 26-13. The and one is missed. Panthers now shoot 2-of-6 as a team. The rebound is by Katie Johnson. Looking to try to get the first bucket of the first half here for the Mustangs. A 3-pointer by Bell Smith, and it's missed. And the Mustangs went 8 whole minutes without getting a single bucket on the board. Panthers up 26-13. They lead by 13, their largest lead. We'll be back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from the Onlet Highland, cc.edu. Don't go nowhere. Panthers up 26-13.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, my first time broadcasting in just 2 years here. I have never seen a team have 0 points to end a quarter, but they're an incredible defense performance put on by the Centralia Panthers against the Dauphin West Mustangs to hold them through 8 minutes to 0 points. That is an incredible defensive effort, but really, you can't just crew to one side being defensively great, as Dauphin West was also really great defensively. They helped Centralia to just 9 points in a quarter, and that's something I also haven't seen much in this season as well. I think most of the time the Panthers are scoring at least over 12 points in a quarter I wouldn't say average, but just the least I've ever seen them put out in a quarter. So defensively, that second quarter was a shutout for both sides. I mean, Centralia, they had 4 turnovers in that quarter. Dauphin West, they had 5 turnovers themselves. Centralia, they forced 2 steals in that quarter alone. And Dauphin West, they also forced 2 steals. So it was a really great defensive quarter for really both sides. But offensively, the Panthers did at least have the edge as they were able to put up 9 points. And Dauphin West, they put up 0. And it's not that they didn't have the shot opportunities. They did. They had a lot of green lights. They had a lot of open opportunities and open shots, but none of them went in. There was about 4 to 5 three-point shots that were not hit there, including some inside putbacks. There's a lot of great second-chance opportunities that just weren't really taken advantage of there by the Mustangs. So let's talk about some halftime stats here. So Centralia up now 26-13 for their largest lead of 13 points. They out-rebounded Mustangs in that first half, 17-11. At the free throw line, Centralia at 2 of 6 for Dauphin West, just 1 of 1. And that's another big key here going into the second half. Dauphin West just needs to be able to attack the inside and draw those shot fouls out to the line and get easy shots. Only one trip up to the line is just something you're not looking for. You want more production up there at the free throw line. You want to be able to get more players up there. So that's a big key going into the second half, is to attack the interior more and not be so forced to the outside, as Centralia, they have not taken... Well, they've taken a lot of outside shots. They've missed about 5 or 6 three-pointers here, but they have not made a single one. All their points have been created from the inside, whether off layups, putbacks, or assists just thrown down to the low block on bounce passes. For the Mustangs, they haven't really had that kind of production. It's just kind of been solo takes to the rim with no assists for any player on the team. Emma Jo Weststein and Brenna Eady both do have three-point shots for Dauphin West, but all those did come in that first quarter, where the Mustangs did manage to score 13 points. It was just 17-13 to exit that first quarter. So, again, the shooting was great there for the Mustangs in that first quarter. Just lost a lot of it there in that second quarter. But, again, some other stats on this game so far. Panthers with 5 steals, Dauphin West with 3 turnovers right now. Panthers with 6, and the Mustangs with 9 and assists. The Panthers with 5, all 5 from Owen Dieters. And Jonathan West Mustangs, they have zero right now. So a big thing coming in the second half for Jonathan West is to attack the interior. Be not afraid. Just drive inside. Get those fouls. I talked about it coming into this game that Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp are going to be some of the biggest painters in this game for the Panthers. They are going to get rebounds. They are going to get putbacks. They are going to get second chance opportunities. They are going to be able to get great assists on the down low. And they have done nearly all of those things. Those are things that you just have to attack here for the Mustangs. Owen Dieters right now is being kept in check for the Panthers. She only has 3 points and a rebound. Now is she contributing in other facets in the game? Yes, she's got 2 steals and 5 assists. She's done a great job of dribble driving, attacking the basket, and then bounce passing on the down low to either Gibbs or Haverkamp. They're the only two who've gotten her assist passes. So she's doing a great job of working the stat sheet in the way of she's just driving, and she's being selfless with her passes, and she's going down low. And that's what makes a player like her great in a game like this against a top-ranked team in Class 2A in the Lady Mustangs. She knows how to get it done. She's being able to play selflessly, and she's being able to get it to her teammates. And I mentioned before coming to this game, Gibbs and Haverkamp, they're going to be two of the biggest players here for the Panthers to limit for the Mustangs. And Tava Gibbs, well, if you look at the stat sheet, she is dominating. She's already got 13 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. The sophomore is taking over the board completely. And then don't forget Josie Haverkamp, who had 2 points and 3 boards as well in that first half. So between both of them, they combined for 15 points and 7 rebounds. They have really been the painters, as I was predicting in the pregame. So coming in the second half, all I can say for the Mustangs is to try to limit that paint production. Don't let them get that and force them back out to the outside, because right now Centralia hasn't been hitting outside shots. It's been their struggle. They have missed 6 to 7 3-pointers. They've missed every long-range 2. They just really have not been clicking from the outside. But on the inside, however, Tatum Kramer, she's got 6 points from just layups. Tatum Kramer, she got inside. Owen Dieter, she's got all of her 3 points from the inside drives on the layup. And Cora Thompson, she's got 4 rebounds on the inside as well. And Tava Gibbs, Haverkamp, all their buckets are no more than 6 foot, 8 foot from the rim. So really, it's the inside work that just needs to be a little more keyed on here for the Mustangs, and they can work themselves back into this game. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll be back. This has been our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the Highland, cc.edu. It's the number 2-ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. Centralia Panthers up 26-13 against the Duff West Mustangs, the ranked 4th team in Class 2A.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates, a 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here,
you can go anywhere.
Southwest starting this second half with their 10th turnover here of the game to try to take over. They're up 26-13. Austin West, they have went over 8 minutes still without a bucket, so they're going to have to try to rip this seal off the rim here in this third quarter. Owen Dieters here with it. She's only got 3 points here on this game, just 3 points in that first half. She went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. She tries a three-point shot, and she drains it. That's the first three-pointer here for the Panthers in this game, and Dieters starting this second half strong with that three-pointer. That gives her 6 points now in the game. That three-point shot trying to respond, and that rips the seal off the rim. Courtney Johnson, number three, she hits the three, and now a quick timeout taken by the Mustangs, Perry Smith. So there he gets it's a full timeout, so Perry Smith gets the bucket that he wanted from his team. It ends a 9-minute scoreless drought here. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back. Centralia just ahead 29-26 over the Mustangs.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaw Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaw Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 93.1 KMZA. Panthers up here 29-16. Both teams to start this. They've had 3-point shots in the second half. Panthers did it on their first offensive possession from Dieters, and the Mustangs did it on their second offensive possession with Courtney Johnson. Dieters takes it down the court, nearly turns the ball over. Now Josie Haverkamp hangs on to it on the sideline. And they might just get her on a travel. And they're going to get that turnover against the Panthers. That is their seventh turnover of the game. But now Mustangs just looking for another good offensive set here to try to get another good bucket. That last one again by Courtney Johnson in the corner. That was her first points of the game with that three-point shot. Katie Johnson now inside look. Foster just misses a layup. She had an open lane, just couldn't finish. And Dieters gets the rebound for second of the game. Dieters driving the baseline, gets it out to Josie Haverkamp, and Haverkamp is blocked. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Mustangs for the turnover. That will be the eighth turnover of the game against the Panthers. They've had back-to-back now here to start this third quarter. 6:41 left to go, the third, 29-16, still a 13-point lead for the Panthers. Edie taking it down the court, has to pick it up, fires it out to Courtney Johnson. Courtney driving inside on the short corner, passing back out to the top of the wing near the lettering. And now she goes downside for a floater, and Edie gets her first assist of the game as underneath she finds Katie Johnson. Chucking the ball all the way down the court. Dieters to Hayden Kramer, and that is Dieters' sixth assist of the game. And Hayden Kramer, that is her eighth point of the game inside the paint, her eighth total as well. Three-pointer overshot over the basket by Bell Smith, and Tatum Kramer picks up the board. Dieters now pushes it down the court with six to go in this third. Dieters on the right side lane, low block, foul. She'll go up and shoot two at the line. Dieters so far in this game at the line, she is one of two. She's a 70% shooter on the season from the free throw line, above 70%. She's hit 48 of 69 on the season, so her 70th attempt upcoming here. And it is good. Dieters now with 7 points on the game. She also has 256 points on the season so far. 32-18, 5:55 left to go this third quarter, and Dieters goes a perfect 2-for-2 at the free throw line. She's got 5 points already in this third quarter. It's the most points she's scored in a quarter yet this game. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 5:50 on the main, 33-18. Mustangs trail by 15 with the ball. And a foul called against the Panthers. Looks like it was against Tatum Kramer on the baseline. She fouled Courtney Johnson on the drive. That is the second foul of the game against Tatum Kramer. Katie Johnson throwing it underneath the basket. Gets it in the corner to Courtney. Courtney up to the top of the wing to Bell Smith. Behind the back to Edie back to Smith. Smith on the wing. Wing looking left, now to her right. NHL Westside skipping it across to the far side wing. Inside looks. Looking to the box out now. And taken away by David Gibbs. Gibbs now with five boards on this game. Dieters is the one to take it down the court. Tatum Kramer attempts her first three of the game, and she sinks it. Tatum Kramer, I mentioned on Friday, she went 3 of 3 from the wing against Hanover in the third. Here she's already 1 for 1. We'll see if she just is that kind of shooter in the third quarter. Katie Johnson driving up with it, gets her own rebound, looking to go for the putback, but it gets taken away by Tava Gibbs. And then a foul right after by the Mustangs. That is their third of the quarter. It is Katie against Katie Johnson. That is her second personal of the game. 4:49 left to go in this third quarter, 36-18. 18-point lead here for the Panthers, their largest of the day. Last time they played Donovan West, it was earlier just this season during the CVL tournament play. They won 62-34. Rempe with it. Rempe to Haverkamp, and now inside drive. Rebound made by Gibbs. And it looks like we're going to get a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Panthers with 4:30 to go in the third. Panthers, who have done a really great job of staying out of foul trouble so far in this game. Last couple broadcasts I've had, it's kind of been an issue getting a couple players in that early foul trouble. But, man, they have been great today, limiting those fouls with only 7 total, I believe, on the game. And one just here in this third quarter. Inside, Katie Johnson, a nice little jumper from the elbow. And she's now got 4 points in this quarter, 6 on the game with 4 rebounds. Rempe turns the ball over. Edie, her second steal of the game. 9th turnover against the Panthers. Edie, pass half court, driving. Kicking it out, and she is fouled on the kick out. Mustangs only down by 16 with the ball, 36-20 with 4:04 to go in the third now. Second foul of the quarter against the Panthers, first foul of the game against David Gibbs, the sophomore. Who's been the big player here for the Panthers. Again, she had 13 points in that first half with 4 rebounds. She has yet to score it all in this third quarter, though. But she gets a steal for her third of the game and her second of the quarter, getting it right back from the Mustang. Tatum Kramer, they're going to get her on a charge down low. That's going to be an offensive turnover there by the Panthers. They now have 10 on the game. Mustangs, they have 11, and they will take back over here with the ball. Still down by 16. 3:55 left to go now in the third quarter. First personal against Tatum Kramer after the charge by the sophomore. Full court press is being applied. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Tatum Kramer. And I'd say where Hayden Kramer really shines is on that full court press. She just does such a great job of sticking with her player and forcing so many steals. Near corner, drive inside, kick out to the deep corner, 3-pointer from Wettstein. She misses her 4th three of the game. Her 5th three of the game, excuse me. She's hit 1 of 5. And Gibbs gets the rebound, and Rempe tries the 3, but it goes in and out of the bull. Thompson tries the put back, couldn't go in for the Panthers, and then the final rebound defensively by Foster. She takes it down the court for her first board of the game. Wettstein tries her 6-3. She misses that one as well. It goes out of bounds as his last touch by Tatum Kramer. So it will remain Mustang's ball after the missed 3-point shot. 36-20. Another 3-pointer. This one by Brenna Edie. Boxed out great on the down low by Thompson. As she just is able to get it away from the defenders and get it to Rempe. Rempe down court to Thompson. 3-point shot by Hayden Kramer. And that one is drilled. Hayden Kramer, her first 3 of the game. And now a timeout taken by the Mustangs. We're going to get a full one here. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. The Panthers up by 19, their largest lead of the game. 39-20 against the Mustangs.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down the court, getting fouled. Courtney Johnson, she'll go up to the line and shoot two for the Mustangs. Oh, no, they're going to say it was on the ground. So, must have called it before she went up with it. So, Katie, she'll have to throw in here for the Mustangs as they trail by 19, 39-20, with 5:54 left to go this third quarter. Bell Smith to Edie. Edie to Wettstein. Wettstein behind the back gives it to Courtney Johnson. Courtney driving inside. She's got an open lane off the left side. And she goes in for two for her fifth point of this quarter. Hayden Kramer inside. He has to kick out to Thompson. Now Dieters. Dieters, Rempe. Rempe on the wing. Back up to Dieters. Dieters pump fakes the three, then has the inside look. Finds Josie Habercat for her second point of the game. Dieters now had outstanding 7 assists on this game. Edie, trapped, nearly loses the ball. It's going to be taken away by Josie Haverkamp. 12th turnover by the Mustangs. And then a turnover right back as Edie steals it for her third steal of the game. She's 1-on-1. Spin move ripped away by Rempe as it goes out of bounds. 2:03 to go now in this third quarter. 41-22. A 19-point lead here still for the Panthers. Cora Thompson will step off to the bench here for the Panthers. And will come Tava Gibbs back into this game. As she is 1-on-1 against Andy Foster. And Foster draws the foul from Gibbs. And now Foster will head up to the free throw line. And this is just the only second trip of the game for the Mustangs at the line. Here is Foster at it. Foster's first shot goes up, and the first shot is good. So the Mustangs right now 2-for-2 from the line. Just need to get a couple more trips up there. Panthers, they have 5 fouls in this quarter. It is double bonus on any next foul. So drawing fouls was crucial here for the Mustangs to try to get back in this game. Foster, who goes 2-for-2 at the line. Mustangs now 3-of-3 on the game. On the fast break down the court, Panthers, they lose the ball out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Mustangs, so we'll stay here with the Panthers with 1:55 to go in the third. Still up 41-24, 17-point lead for the Panthers. Dieters looking left. She pump fakes that way. Now inside, now to Rempe. Rempe, Dieters, Dieters. Inside look to Josie Haverkamp, and it is boxed out by Katie Johnson down low. She gets credited with the defensive board. Foster has it, and she is fouled again, but Foster will get a chance to head back up to the free throw line, or at least she should be able to. The referees should be changing that, and now they do. Foster will now step up to the free throw line. Again, Panthers are already with the 5 fouls here in this quarter, so that's double bonus for the Mustangs to work with. Andy Foster from the free throw line in this game is 3-for-3. She has yet to miss. Andy Foster goes up, and that one, the fourth one, goes out. And then a foul immediately by the Mustangs after the rebound by Gibbs. So Foster, she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Mustangs as a team now shoot 4-for-5. Gibbs on the throw-in with 1:43 left to go this third quarter. Panthers now only up by 16 points, 41-25. Dieters pump faking left, now goes to a right to Rempe, a near steal at half court, but that's going to be a foul, the fourth foul of the quarter against the Mustangs. They're going to call it against Katie Johnson. That is her third foul of the game. She's here in risky business on the foul trouble, as she's got three on the game. She's got 6 points and five rebounds as well. Right hook pass to Haverkamp. Drive on the left side lane. Kick back out Dieters. 1:23 left to go here in the third quarter. Dieters back to Haverkamp. Kicked out to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer on the short block. Could not go in with it. Dieters gets the rebound and the putback. Going Dieters in this quarter with 7 points on the game. She's at 10. She's finally hit 10 points, but she's also got 7 assists, 2 steals, and 3 rebounds. Maybe a chance to look for that double-double, just not in the sense that you're used to with 10 rebounds and 10 points, so maybe instead 10 assists and 10 points. Dieters working the ball down low, trying to go for the steal, and Rempe's now on it, but Edie comes away. It's going to stay with the Mustangs, and now Dieters, he's going to strip it out from inside the contested traffic. Dieters now with 3 steals on this game. She has the ball inside, cuts the low block. Hayden Kramer, she shoots the 3-point shot. She misses. Dieters tries to swipe it away by Foster, but there's going to be nothing but a foul in the down low by Gibbs. That will send Foster right on back to the free throw line for her third trip of this quarter. 43-25. Panthers here at an 18-point lead, trying to get cut down though, with Foster at the free throw line for the Mustangs. As of right now, she is 3 of 4 on the game, and now 3 of 5. In the third quarter, the Mustangs have turned the ball over 6 times. Foster from the line, up, and is good for her second shot after missing the first. So back-to-back times here, she is went 1 of 2. And Dieters loses the ball. Steal taken away by, looks like, Wettstein. He gets credited with the steal there as the ball gets pushed down the court. And it will be taken right back by the Panthers. And Tatum Kramer gets her first steal of the game. 13th over by the Mustangs. Inside look, Dieters to Isabel Haverkamp, who's now in the game. But Haverkamp not being able to get the bucket. Dieters resets at the top. Dieters driving left side lane. The fadeaway shot for the jumper on the left side wing. She misses. And that will end our third quarter, 43-26. The Panthers lead up by 17. We'll be back in 60 for the fourth quarter. Panthers 43, the Mustangs 26.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Both teams scored the same amount of points in the third quarter as they did in the first. Centralia scoring 17 and the Mustangs scoring 13. That also doubled the amount of points the Mustangs had. They had 13 points at the half. They had no points in that second quarter. Now here they only trail by 19. 17, 43 to 10. Now just 28 as it gets cut down by Foster as she opens up this fourth quarter with a layup. And Foster will head up to the free throw line for the and one opportunity. And Foster, well, she is representing the entire line tonight for Donovan West. And the and one is good. Now just a 14-point game, 43 to 29. Trying to look for a comeback here. And Panthers head coach Jesse Thompson will call a timeout before the turnover. Need to get that ball across half court. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA. Just a 14-point lead now for the Panthers, 43-29.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Timeout taken by the Panthers so that way they can retain the possession here. Not trying to turn it over here. And it looks like we might just get another timeout by Centralia. Not sure what the call is there. They're going to just maybe just reset the ball. Looks like, I think maybe, I'm not sure what they call it on. I think they got a foul possibly against the head coach. Not 100% sure there, but they reset the ball out of bounds. It's here with the Panthers. With it, Tatum Kramer, inside drive, kick out. And now Tatum Kramer misses. Not a foul, but maybe a warning. Again, I'm not 100% sure what they were calling on the side there, but they have to reset for the Panthers, and the Panthers then lose the possession with the turnover after an offensive foul. The Mustangs will now take it down the court with Brenna Eady. She passes half court here, crossing up Aiden Kramer. Now behind her to Foster. Foster, who has led the second half absolutely completely on the board, as right now she's got 7 points. In this half alone, and on the game, 9. Eady with it to Courtney Johnson. Courtney driving low, setting a screen for Foster, who drives inside. Looks at Katie Johnson trying to get that sweet assist, and Foster will get it. She's got 2 assists here in this game as Katie Johnson now with 8 points. Inside look, Tatum Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs. It will be fouled, and we'll go up to shoot 2 at the line. Owen Jeters and Josie Haverkamp on deck here to get substituted in for the Panthers on this next substitution whistle. Tava Gibbs on the free throw line, up and in. Sinks it. On the game, she is 2 of 3, and Jeters will step in for Milana Becker as Josie Haverkamp will step in for Cora Thompson. Tava Gibbs here on this game with 14 points, looking for 15. Shot is up, and the shot is good. Nothing but net for Tava Gibbs. She's at 15 points here on this game. Eady, right-hand dribbling, taking it past half court, now to the wing, swinging it left to Foster. Foster inside, looks at the top of the free throw line, a give and go back to Foster. Foster's fouled, and she'll trip right back up to the free throw line. Man, Foster has just been the step in the direction that this Mustangs team has needed in the second half. She has taken all the keys I mentioned, and she has applied them. She's attacked the interior, she's got to the free throw line, and she is dominant. But it's just been the sophomore who's kind of been doing all that work. On the free throw line here, she hits her first shot, looking for the second now. She has made 3 straight, and now she has made 4 straight. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Foster now with 11 points here on the game. Dieters on the wing for the Panthers. Panthers only up by 12 points now, 45-33. 3-point shot drained by Tava Gibbs. Tava Gibbs hitting her first 3 of the game. Gives it now 18 points total, 3 steals, as well as 9 rebounds on the game. Dieters, she gets her 4th steal of the game. She takes it down the court, and she gets the and one. So Dieters and Gibbs having a score-off contest for the Panthers. Dieters now with 12 points on the game. On the free throw line, she is 3 of 4 so far in this one. And now she is 3 of 5 as she misses the and one. Foul down the court, called against Tatum Kramer. Drawing the foul is Courtney Johnson on the far sideline. 5:50 left to go in this fourth quarter. Just a 17-point lead for the Panthers, 52-33. Andy Foster throwing in on the corner. Bell Smith, reverse layup, couldn't get it to go in, and Zava Gibbs will have yet another rebound. She is in closing to that double-double. Dieters to her right to Hayden Kramer. Kramer, three-point shot, drained away. She's had now a three-pointer in back-to-back quarters. Hayden Kramer, who had only layups for her first eight straight points, has had now back-to-back threes for herself. And now it's back to a 20-point lead for the Panthers, up 53-33. We're going to take a 30-second timeout as head coach Perry Smith of the Mustangs takes it. Down by 20 is the Mustang. 5:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 here on 19.1 KMZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mustangs working with the ball down by 20, 53-33, 5:20 left to go in this first quarter. Edie with it on the near side wing, floating it over the top, and I think they're going to get a foul here against the, well, they're going to call it against the Mustangs. Possibly an illegal pick. Regardless, it'll be an offensive turnover. That is the 14th turnover by the Mustangs. Taking it down the court now is Dieters. Dieters working with 5:11 on the clock in the final quarter of regulation. Dieters out to the corner. Now it's tossed up to the top to Gibbs. Gibbs, who has 18 points on the game, goes to Dieters. Dieters, who has right now 14 points on this game. Hayden Kramer, now to the top to Gibbs. Gibbs thinks of the three-point shot, looks through a triple option, and then passes left. Now to Dieters on the quarter. 8 seconds up on the shot clock. Dieters bounce passes it, working it. Haverkamp. Haverkamp turns the ball over for Brennan Edie's fourth steal of the game. 14th turnover by the Panthers. Emidjo Weststein on the wing, passing up to Edie. Edie now crossing inside of the key. Up top to Weststein. Weststein to Courtney Johnson. A long three-pointer! But it will be missed and past the rim. That will be the 15th turnover of the game from the Mustangs. Inside to Tim Kramer to Dieters on the throw-in. Pass half-court now. Man-to-man pickup after crossing half-court. Ball now to Gibbs. Gibbs to Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp to Hayden Kramer on the wing. Wing back up to the top. Haverkamp, she's got a green light for a three, and nothing stopping her! Three-pointer for the young forward sophomore. 7 points down this game for Haverkamp and three rebounds. It's now the largest lead for the Panthers, up 23 points. Gibbs gets a steal, throws it down the court. Dieters inside look to Hayden Kramer. Kramer goes up with it. She misses. And Katie Johnson gets the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Mustangs as they are down by 23 points, 56-33. Again, the first time these two teams matched up, Centralia, they were able to win. That was earlier in the season, not too long ago, just 2 weeks ago. So, Centralia won 62-34. Centralia has won the last three straight meetings against the Mustangs. Before that, the Mustangs, they won the last three before. These teams are alternating now, three-game winning streaks against each other. But it's the Panthers who are trying to look to extend to a four-game. Dieters rips away a board from the elbow. She passes it down the court. That's her eighth assist of the game as it's 2 points there for Taylor Gibbs, and Gibbs at now 20 points on the game. Absolutely incredible. Timeout on the court taken by the Mustangs. It's a full timeout. We're back in 60 or 92.1 KMZA. The Panthers lead by 25, 58-33 with 3:20 to go in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, for this timeout taken by Perry Smith of the Mustangs, running ED is fouled, and we'll go up to the free throw line as five fouls have been caused by the Panthers in this quarter, so it is double bonus down the chute for the Mustangs. Brenna Edie hits her first free throw shot of the game. She's now 1-for-1. She's got 4 total points on the game. She had her last bucket in the first quarter. It was a 3-point shot. Brenna Edie still contributed, though, in the stealing game with 4 steals and also rebound. Brenna Edie goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. As a team, the Mustangs have hit the last 6 straight free throw shots for themselves. Gibbs. On the wing, she's got 20 points and 9 rebounds in this game. Just 1 rebound away from eclipsing the double-double. Dieter's inside look back to Gibbs. Gibbs through contact, and she is fouled. Gibbs has just been all over the court tonight. 5th personal foul against Katie Johnson, and Katie Johnson is now going to foul out and go to the bench here for the Mustangs. In the game for the Mustangs now is the substitute, Brooklyn Rawls, the 5'7 senior. She'll step into place, and she will look to box out here Keelan Rempe with the Panthers. As now, both free throw shots are on the way from Tava Gibbs. Gibbs, who hits her first one, she's now at the number 21 on the game, looking for the number 22. Shot goes up, and that one goes off the rim. Taking it down the court, it's Courtney Johnson who gets the rebound. Her sister just fouling out, and Katie. Edie driving, losing the ball, but re-picks it up, but stuck on the pivot. Has to get to Bell Smith. Bell Smith to Emma Jo Wettstein. Wettstein back to Bell Smith to Edie with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Now just 12. Wettstein looking up to the triple option, drives right. Now just 8 seconds on the shot clock. Edie, Mustangs with the ball. Trailing out large on the baseline. 2 seconds on the shot clock. And it's going to be a jump ball and a shot clock violation. So that will be a turnover against the Mustangs. Score 59-35. 24-point lead here for the Panthers with 2:23 left to go in this fourth quarter. Andy Foster will step into this game. And out will go Brenna Edie. And Ellen Dieters will take the bench. We'll see if maybe we see her any more in this game, but also looks like Tava Gibbs will finish tonight as well. So if she is finished, she will just be 1 rebound shy of the double-double, but still an incredible game with 21 total points. Tatum Kramer kicks it out to Cora Thompson to Hayden Kramer. Substitutes in right now for the Panthers. First time in Isabel Haverkamp. It's Adam Kramer. No, Cora Thompson, who gets the ball taken right from her after she gets the rebound and taking it down the court is Emma Jo Wettstein with her 2nd steal of the game. Now to Foster. Foster behind the back, give and go to Courtney Johnson. Courtney to Wettstein. Wettstein, who nearly loses the ball, and now she does. Taken away by Hayden Kramer, her 2nd steal of the game. As the 17th turnover from the Mustangs, Hayden Kramer driving inside, and that one a nice layup. Hayden Kramer dominating this game with 16 total points and 2 rebounds. The sophomores are having a sophomore showcase out here for the Panthers. Bell Smith here responding for 2 for the Mustangs. She's now at 5 points on the game. And now we're just down to 1:16 left to go in this fourth quarter. Still a 24-point lead for the Panthers, 61-37. Tatum Kramer on the wing, looking inside. Now to Cora Thompson. The screen is set for her. She drives in the low block. Fade away shot for Thompson. And she's still yet to get her first points of the game. But, man, she has been dominating the paint with 7 total rebounds. Look at Rawls. This is the layup shot. Ball on the ground. The rebound was by Hannah Kramer. And they're going to get a jump ball at the top of the key with 50.6 seconds left to go. Substitutions in here for both sides. It looks like Centralia will take out all of their starters. Now just looking to confirm that there's none out there on the court, and there is none. So just all now substitutes taking it down the court here for the Panthers. Maya tanking. Taking to Claire Heinen. Heinen to Rempe. Rempe gets a screen for herself. She goes over the top to Nihus. Now back up on the wing. Rempe spinning. Kicking it out to the wing, inside the elbow up top to Isabel Haverkamp. Now back out to Rempe with 7 on the shot clock. She throws it up in the air from the elbow. She misses, and Edie gets her second rebound of the game. She pushes it down the court. She gets an open look to Brooklyn Rawls, and Rawls goes in for 2, and Edie gets the assist. Rempe passing half court now to tanking. Tanking on the wing. Up to Isabel Haverkamp, and now to Claire Heinen, and that will be the end of the ball game. 61-39, the Centralia Panthers have now won 4 straight against the Donovan West Mustangs, and the Panthers, are now on a 15-game winning streak, 14 game this season alone, and now 5-0 in the TVL, and now the Panthers jump on top of the TVL play at 5-0 in the girls' standings. We're going to take a quick minute break for our post-game show as well as our Player of the Game segment. Again, the Centralia girls winning 61-39 over the fourth-ranked team in Class 2A, the Donovan West Mustangs.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final time of this girls' recap of the game post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BOutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with bankwithfarmers.com. The Panthers winning this one 61-39. They now are 14-0 on the season, 5-0 in the CBL. The last undefeated team in the CVL as it stands now on the girls' side. And Jonathan West girls, they now drop to 12-3 on the season. Two of those three losses coming both against Centralia. And the Mustangs also drop to 5-1 in the CVL. So again, this game is 26-13 at the half. The Centralia Panthers held the Mustangs to 0 points in the second quarter. Just an incredible defensive shutout there. And other than that, the Panthers, they held the Mustangs to 13 points in each individual quarter. As the Mustangs had 13 points in the first, 13 points in the third, and 13 points in the fourth. That might just be some of the weirdest point scoring I've ever seen from a scorebook there, with 13 in the first, none in the second, and 13 split apart in the both final quarters there. But again, this is a big battle for the Mustangs. I mean, they're facing probably what could be considered one of the best teams, not only in Class 1 Division 1, but a team that could really compete against anybody. Centralia, they've beaten great teams in 3A and 2A. They're just in a whole other league of their own. And I say it every week, every game I call this team just feels like they're in a whole other universe in their playing field. Their intensity is to a whole other level, and this is a team that could, again, I've said it once, I'll say it again, they can easily take the undefeated state title if they put the nose to the grindstone and work, again, week by week, game by game. But this team, they are one of the best here in this classification for the Centralia Panthers. And again, here we give our player of the game to Tava Gibbs as she finishes this one with 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals. Owen Dieters had a nice night with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 8 total assists. What an incredible night there for Owen Dieters, nearly having the double-double with the assists and the points there, but also near double-double from Tava Gibbs with points and rebounds. Well, we're going to take a quick 6-minute break. We'll be back for the boys' coverage again up next. It's the boys, Jonathan West Mustang, taking on the Centralia Panthers, here only on 92.1 KMZA.